my name is Rosa Shea. I've been a registered nurse for 15 years, and I'm also ER nurse at VGH for 9 years. I'm here to let you know why I and other ER nurses support BCNU's patients' bills of right. We believe that if our government can be convinced to make the suggestion changes, our patients will receive the care they deserve when they need it. It is critical for patients visiting emergency rooms to receive care in a very timely manner. Right now, that doesn't always happen. In fact, I and other ER nurses live in a field there. One of our patients will die while waiting for care. Right now at the VGH, I can tell you that senior citizens with broken hip or pneumonia are often forced to wait on a stretcher from 12 to 24 hours before a bed becomes available. Some patients who are on isolation or special needs require home ventilation. That kind of patient even stay in emergency longer, can be 48 hours. No one, especially the people who build our province, should be forced to spend 24 hours on a hard stretcher in a hospital hallway. They have no privacy, no dignity, and there is no bathroom facility, so they're forced to use a bedpan. And as you know, emergency has a very loud and brightly lit environment, so we have patients not have no opportunity to have a sleep. It is also very common that patients come to emergency VGH to wait for long, long hours, more than 6 hours. That's quite common. And I can tell you the one situation that we have 23 patients waiting at triage to get into emergency department to be seen by emergency physician and to be treated in a timely manner. And those patients, I can tell, there's a lot of patients coming with depression, with suicidal and chest pain, an acute throat, and gastric intestine bleeding, and a lot of OP that is confused, had a fall, and dehydrations. All kinds of patients, 23 patients at triage, and then we have two nurses at triage. At the meantime, we're triaging the patient, we're taking care of the patient. So it's very difficult for the nurses to give the safe, proper care to the patient. And of course, nurses became very frustrated and they burn out for this horrifying, you know, heavy workload situation. Long wait are potential for potentially harmful for patient, also health for healthcare system. Also, we have a difficulty to retain the nurses, experienced nurses in emergency department because of this horrifying working condition. That's why I and other ER nurses at VGH and around the BC support the patient's bills of right. We know that if the government makes the changes proposed, we will be able to deliver the care that every British Columbia deserves. Thank you.